$15. I want to talk today, now I'm winning the war for your mind. I want to speak to you today concerning mental health. I believe that, one of the most crippling things someone can have is not a physical condition, but when they have a mental problem. In fact, there are some of the most smartest people on earth in a wheelchair today, but as long as the mind is free and prosperous, they are not limited by their physical restrictions. What matters at the end of the day is what is happening to peace. Satan is playing target practice with everyone's mind. His number one focus and target is not your body, it's your mind. He wants to destroy your mind. He will use sickness in your body to inflict the mind. He will use poverty to torture the mind. He will use relationship problems. One of your children that's not doing too good, he will use them to harass your mind. Sometimes he will use external circumstances to cloud your mind. Your thoughts run wild. So you end up having your mind controlling your life instead of your spirit controlling your mind. So when there's a war that's been declared on your mind, when anxiety attacks, when depression attacks, when you feel like your mind has made you a target and harasses you and torments you, and instead of you leading your mind is tormenting and torturing you. Family, finances, news, media, political instability have all contributed to the attack on our minds today. Today, I want to equip you and also pray that God will begin to bring healing, not just to your body, but also healing to your mind. Sometimes the enemy uses our past experiences to build strongholds in our mind. That even if we are no longer in those situations, we are still living in the residue, in the painful consequences of being in those situations. You see, Israel went through Egypt. But then Egypt went through them, because even when they got out of Egypt, Egypt never got out of them. That reminds me when I used to be a courier driver in London. I was given 150 parcels. You go and deliver there, fell in the London traffic light. So it means what you're doing is to swing the van around, come to T-junction, quick left, turn right. I thought, it's getting into that by 5 o'clock in the morning, finishing at 7. I've got 150 parcels plus collections. Change of budget. So I then started to go into chauffeurs. So I'm still driving. The thing is, I'm now driving people. So the thing was, when I first started, I was driving a car like I thought I was still driving a van. So these people, you can imagine, in the back seat, they're like that, as I'm going around the corner and being tossed left, right, and center. But you see, what needed to happen is for me to understand the circumstances are different. I mean, it's different role now. And as Christians, before we used to live one way in the old nature when we served sin, but now we're in the new creation, we're new people, so we have to change. It's the towards the end of the 90s, that's just a reminder of us in any given situation when you start a traffic and somebody wears up, it's good to still see that and think, okay. What should I do as a Christian? Keep calm, keep patient, or should I peace of my mind? We're all tempted, but it's just to remind ourselves that we are Christians now, that we live differently. So when these thoughts come into our minds, let's take them captive. Well, I said take them captive. Is that thought coming from God? Once a person goes through sickness, goes through divorce, goes through rejection, even if they are not in that situation, the enemy's goal is to infiltrate the mind with the situation. So even if they are no longer there, there is in them. And that is what the Bible calls strongholds. And God wants to cast down strongholds. See, demons we can cast out. Demons come out, leave quickly, but strongholds are broken down slowly. Demons come out by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, but strongholds are broken down by the Holy Scriptures. Through being around like-minded believers, through habits of worship, through training your thoughts, turning your thoughts over to God and begin to work with your mind. Mind management is the most important thing for a believer, because your success doesn't start on the outside, it starts on the inside. Your success doesn't start with your education, it starts with your mind. Everyone say mind. The Apostle John prayed that believers would be in good health and prosper as their mind prospers, as their soul prospers. That means that we cannot prosper on the outside permanently if we are broken in the inside. Today, God wants to shift something and equip us to mentally be sound. You see, we can't wait for circumstances to get better to have a mind at peace. But Romans 12:2 tells us the mind has to change first, that your life is transformed. You have to work with your mind. God gives us his word. He gives us the church, godly friends, and gives us his spirit so our mind can change. The real reason the Lord wants us to begin to manage our mind and bring healing also into our mind is that our life currently is heading in the direction of the most dominant, strongest thoughts. Where those thoughts are, that's exactly where your emotions and where your body is hidden. If those thoughts are, you know what, I'm a failure, those thoughts are, oh, my life's no good, everyone around me hates me, I'm rejected, I'm lonely, you and I are in danger of letting these thoughts invite demons into our lives. It says in the book of Acts when Peter rebukes Ananias, and he said, why did you let Satan fill your heart to lie? In John chapter 13, Satan put in the heart of Judas to betray him. And a few verses later, the Bible says, Satan entered Judas. You ever wonder how Satan can do that? It's almost like he sent the thought, seeing whether Judas will take it, receive it, cook it, feed it, nurture it, and adopt it. So when he does, that it will open the door for me to enter him and begin to bring havoc in his life. Church, listen, Satan uses thoughts to harass us. And if we hold on to these thoughts and allow them to take root in our mind, they begin to develop a life of their own in our mind. They go into us just thinking that it thinks on its own. So how do we get freedom from that? The book of the law, in Joshua 1:8 says, the book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. And then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Next slide, please. Mind management is the priority of an overcomer, because your winning starts within you and around you. Now, in the scripture, the Bible talks about seven types of mind. The first mind is the right mind. Do you remember the possessed man who Jesus delivered? Scripture in Mark 5:15. Then they came to Jesus and saw a man who had been demon-possessed and had a legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. So this means not just an occasional right thought, but his dominant thoughts were right. His strongest thoughts were now right thoughts. And this was a sign that he had been delivered. He was sitting, he was clothed, and the Bible says he was in his right mind. Can I ask you, are you in your right mind? Yeah. Is what's happening in your mind constantly, always, regularly, your strongest thoughts? Are they right or are they wrong? Well, let's test it out. What are you thinking about now? How long is the serving going to finish? My daddy's sausage rolls, we've got long minutes. Come on, let's be honest with each other. Your mind, sometimes it wanders, especially the preaching of the word. Sometimes you try to pick up your Bible from reading, and after a minute, you're off. You're either asleep, or your mind's gone to something else, onto your phone, or spoken, yeah? Can I be honest? Take a step and just become aware of what's going on in your head, right? Is it the right state of mind or is it wrong? Because when Jesus comes, he wants to bring you to a place where your mind is right. Your finances might not be right yet. Your family might not be right. But the first thing Jesus did to this man, he didn't give him money, he didn't give him a wife, he didn't give him a house, he gave him a right. One of the greatest gifts, church, is if you have your right mind, you are blessed by God. You don't realize how powerful it is to have a mind that doesn't stray until you get one that does. A mind that doesn't harass you, intrude, torment, or even trip you up. The second type of mind we read in Titus 1:8, speaking about the qualification of being a bishop, we read, bishops, be hospitable, a lover of what is good, and sober-minded. Someone say sober-minded. Just and lowly and self-control. So we know what it's like when a person is sober and not intoxicated around all of it. But there is a spiritual sober-mindedness. You see, the enemy tries to intoxicate our minds with problems and becomes inflated. And we begin to exaggerate the facts. We begin to think our life is no good. But no, you're just having a bad day. You don't have a bad life, you just have a flat tire. You begin to say things that are extreme and not true. We've been there. We need to sober up. God wants his word to make us sober in our minds so we think clearly about any situation. Instead of thinking the worst, remember there are many people on dialysis right now that would love to have your life. There are people on death row that would love to be in your shoes. The next one we read in 2 Timothy 1:8 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, a sound mind. We see a third mind. The right mind, sober mind, and now we have a sound mind. You see, this isn't just a sound thought, but a mind whose dominant thoughts are sound, meaning not sick. You don't have thoughts of bitterness, envy, hatred. See, they all fall into this category. You see, these continued thoughts can affect our whole being. The Bible says an envious spirit is rottenness to the bones. A broken spirit dries out the bones. The next one is what we should be pursuing, is a spiritual mind. Romans 8:6, for the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the spirit is life and peace. So this is the mind that focuses on spiritual things. Focuses on the things of God. Not only does God want you to have the Spirit, but a mind focused on the Spirit. Because the problem with many of us is that we have thoughts that are in opposition to the truth of God. You see, when you continually focus on God, his promises, his victorious plan for your life, the promise beyond this life, you become like Christ. So you can't change your mind until you take responsibility for your thoughts. Now, you can't do this in an instant. It takes time. We also need to look after our brains. Some of us are taking drugs that are destroying our brains. So even if the Lord wants to change your mind and renew your mind, there's something going on in the hardware instead of the software. Does that make sense? The Bible says a man thinks, so is he. So ask yourself today, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself victorious in Christ? Do you stand on the truth that you can do all things through Christ that strengthen you? Do you believe that greater is the Spirit in you than he that's in the world? Or are you still living according to the old man without God, without Christ operating in their lives? No self-esteem, full of fear, not taking captive thoughts that the enemy is putting in their minds. I want to encourage you today. That's the old man. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you are a new creation. The old has passed away. Stand on the truth. Live the truth. Remind yourself of the truth every day. And as those thoughts are renewed, your mind is renewed, you begin to live differently. When you're about to compromise into sin, the Lord can then drop a word for you to resist the temptation. See, what you feed grows, doesn't it? And what you starve dies. So what do we want to do? We want to feed the right thoughts. We want to feed into the Spirit. And we want to stop the lies of the enemy. Even our own thoughts that have talked down on us, that have tried to tell us our physical state, we're no good, you're going to end up in hospital again, that you're already got a short time to live, your mind, you're confusing, you're being taking those thoughts that are right, you accept them. Listen, the moment you confess, the moment you say, I do not accept those lies, and you come to the Lord and say, I accept your truth. Isn't the great thing about the Lord that no matter how many times you mess up, he's there to pick you up. You've never been there. You've done the same thing over and over again. But God is faithful and will encourage you to get up. Though the righteous fall, they get up again, don't they? But let's be a little bit more determined. If you want to change life, it has to start there. See yourself the way Jesus sees you, victorious. We'll see yourself overcoming the sinful habits, yeah? Your identity is not on what you go to. Your identity is now in Christ, and from that position, you choose the right thing. Because it's being in Christ. Is there a way to live that? Get fulfillment. Our souls are longing for love and to be at peace. And that can only be found in God, Christ Jesus. So thank you for your time today. I told you that there wasn't going to be 45 minutes. I'm going to be ashamed. But that's an encouragement to remind ourselves. What we think is what we become. As a man thinks, so is he. So if there's anybody that wants prayer today, please feel free. You're going to pray for me in Jesus' name. Amen.